there is a line. Freedom of speech is not complete or absolute. It is limited by the freedoms and requirements of other individuals. So you testified that you cannot sense other people's emotions, and that is where you must be very careful in your speech, because speech that is intimidating or threatening is not only not freedom of speech, it is criminal behavior, and it is restricted, and appropriately so. In this case, the state is alleging that you suffer from a mental disorder, and you don't disagree with that, so I don't need to make any findings around that. Clearly, that's your mental disorder. The issues are around whether you pose a threat of harm to others, or if this is severe deterioration from your routine level of functioning. And although there is some evidence to support that this is a deterioration from your routine level of functioning, and I will say that I don't like to just separate out the one thing, but you changed your behavior, some of it positive. Deciding to be clean and sober is not a negative, but you changed your behaviors completely. You removed your father from your accounts after years of him doing that, and more concerningly, without discussing it with him. You changed the way that you talk and interact with people. You changed your appearance. All of those things taken together are a deterioration from your routine level of functioning, but I can't find that there's sufficient evidence on this record to say that it's a severe deterioration from your routine level of functioning. And again, you're presenting very well here in court. The question for me comes down to whether you pose a danger to others. Ms. Rowe asked you lots of questions about being trespassed, but the paperwork indicates that you, one of the patrons was so intimidated and so frightened by the statements and allegations that she got a protection order. And it is typical for a protection order to prohibit you from coming within 500 feet of a location. So you're being detained while you're in a public space in front of a club where you have been restrained from being does not surprise me whatsoever. I don't have a copy of the restraining order. I just have the testimony that there was a restraining order, a protection order obtained, and the usual practice of law enforcement is to provide you a copy when they're telling you you're violating such a thing. But the primary issue for me is there were statements made on your social media. There were statements made in the club. Then when you were told to stop coming to the club, you came outside of the club in a manner that caused others who had previously heard your statements to fear for their safety. Your social media accounts caused those people to fear for their safety. And you've made statements about people in the club trying to poison you, people in the club engaging in sex trafficking, and people in the club being after you that don't seem to be grounded in reality. So for all of those reasons, I am finding that you do pose a danger of harm to others. And having made those findings, it's appropriate for me to sign an order saying that you will be treated for up to 14 days. The good news is that it's just until you're stable. Whether it's 2 more days or 3 more days or 14 more days is going to be completely up to you and your treatment team. I do have to tell you that if you are not stable within those 14 days, then the next step in the statute is up to 90 days, and they'll start this whole process over again. There will be a higher burden of proof. When it's a longer period of time, then the statute requires a higher burden of proof, clear and convincing. Today's burden of proof is a preponderance, which in plain English is more likely than not. And under that burden of proof, I am finding that you do have a mental disorder and that this combination of behaviors does pose a danger of harm to others.
May I add anything else?
You can ask questions and you can sign this order saying
yes.
But the record in terms of that I made my decision on
is
closed.
Okay.
Did you have a question?
A question. I'm saying.